Production. I'm your host, Sean, and across the way, Danny. How you doing, man?
Just living the dream. It's like almost 80 here today, and then tomorrow I'm going to be in Chicago where it's going to be in the 40s.
Nice. Little chilly.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Hoping to hit up a couple, if we have time, hit up some breweries and or bottle shops out there and get some Chicago beer and or whiskey.
Ooh.
Because, you know, I need more of that.
Always, right? You gotta do some hunting.
Yeah, there's...
Illinois doesn't do state liquor, right?
No, they do not.
That's good.
Yeah, there's a podcast I listen to that the host is owns a bottle shop out there.
Okay.
That also has a little tap area.
Yeah. Are you going to be close enough to hit it?
I'm not sure exactly where we're staying.
You're just there for the ride?
I'm basically passenger princessing the whole trip.
I'm just here for a good time. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, first, I thought... There's already two guys there, and then two more are going to fly in with me tomorrow, but I thought they were both going to fly in early in the morning. But then the other guy hit up in the group and is like, hey, I'm landing at this time. I think there's someone else in that they're landing at around the same time. And I'm like, yep, that's me. And so then we're going to catch an Uber to the hotel together. Nice. So then, again, I can be a pretty princess all the trip.
Nice.
Yeah, Friday going to the Cubs Dodgers game, Saturday going to the Chicago Blackhawks Minnesota Wild game.
Heyo, look at you. Did you pick your neutral team shirts?
I have no, I'm wearing Dodgers shit. I'm not doing that. And then for the Blackhawks game, I figured I'd be nice to the home crowd with how bad their team is. I'm wearing my Suicide Prevention Awareness Month Violent Gentleman hoodie that says that, you know, never let your teammates know that, like, they're alone with the suicide awareness. I mean, the suicide hotline on there, the 988 number.
Jeez.
just to let them know there's light at the end of the tunnel, man. It's not worth it.
Got you. So is anybody else wearing different things to the game that you know of, or nobody spilled the beans? Like, do you have any Dodger buddies?
I think I might be the only Dodger guy there for sure,
yeah.
But I'm not 100%. I think it might be like there's half and half. I think there's six of us going.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think as far as the Blackhawks go, they're neutral, other than the two brothers that are already out there that are from the Chicago area.
Got you. So,
They flew out early.
Go ahead.
I was going to say they flew out early to meet their dad, so they've been out there since like Monday.
Okay, that's good. Get some family time in before you ruin it.
Yes.
Speaking of Chicago, so I found out, today I learned, U.S. Bank Stadium is home of the Minnesota Vikings. I don't know if you know this, Danny. Yes. Their address is 401 Chicago Avenue.
That's,
And when they tried to make a change to Viking Way or whatever other name, the townspeople or like the city council denied the change. So the Vikings will always be in Chicago.
So when the Bears go there, it's not a road game. We're playing
the home game
on Chicago.
Yes.
It's a home game.
Yes.
Man, that's you drive around like where the Kings and Lakers play, you know, one of the streets is Chick Hearn Way.
Yeah.
You know, you go where by the Dodgers, they already got Vince Scully. It's like, dude, do they not like the Vikings?
I guess not. They're just tired of the disappointment. They built a brand new trophy case for all their Super Bowls. So But it's empty. Nothing to see here.
Is that gonna be like the Clippers' new arena by where the Rams play? Where the Chargers get to walk by the Rams Super Bowl trophies?
Yes.
So as you're taking a sip, since you're first, what are you drinking, Sean? You let yourself open for that opportunity.
I'm okay with it. So from Great Divide, I'm drinking the Gingerbread Yeti. Christmas in
Okay.
April.
I was like, that looks like Great Divide. Which one is it though? Well, which
Yes,
Yeti are you drinking?
gingerbread. It's an imperial stout with spices, vanilla, and honey, coming in at 9.5% ABV. It is very gingerbready. If you do not like gingerbread cookies, do not buy this.
Do you like gingerbread cookies?
I like gingerbread cookies. I like Moscow. I like
Okay.
I was gonna say
Just want to
Moscow
make sure.
mules, but I was gonna say I do like whiskey mules as well.
Well, I like ginger beer with drinks, but I'm not necessarily the hugest fan of gingerbread cookies.
Yeah, I've had some ginger snaps are okay, but I do like gingerbread cookies. I'm like, kill them. Bite them.
Murder.
Good. It is a sweet stout, obviously, because it's cookies. But it's really good. I mean, you gotta be okay with a dessert stout and dealing with the flavors of gingerbread and whatnot. But if you're down for that, then get this beer next Christmas, because it's probably not available right now.
No. No. Yeah, Great Divide is pretty good, especially with the Yetis of having a rotation of seasonal beers. I know they do like a chocolate cherry one at some point. Basically, some breweries have a seasonal rotation of beers. This one for Great Divide, they have a seasonal rotation of just Yetis.
Yes, I remember. Yeah, Yeti was real big for a while. Back in the early days, everyone's like, Yeti. See, like, the fucking beer sticker everywhere.
Yeah, I had one of the Yeti stickers on my car.
Yeah, you did.
And it said underneath, it had written, "Do you believe?"
Do you
Which it was
believe?
cool, but then part of the problem was I also attracted some of the crazies. "Oh, you believe in Bigfoot too?"
Yes, in a way, in some style.
I believe that the beer on the Bigfoot on the can of beer that I'm drinking is in fact really there. The can of beer that I'm drinking. So, it's funny whenever you like either are talking to or get caught up talking to someone who isn't really into beer or whiskey, and they're like, "Oh yeah, I too like this obscure thing that most people don't like." So I was talking with one of my coworkers about whiskey, and my boss's boss was there, and he was like, "Oh, you want to know like a what's a real good whiskey?" And I'm like, part of me's like, "Oh, wait, don't get your hopes up." And then, but externally, I'm like, "Oh, you're into whiskey? What's the recommendation that you're wanting to make?" And he's a screwball.
Screwballies.
Screwballies, yes.
Heyo, do 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 do.
So it's always a fun trip and adventure whenever someone's like, "Yeah, I like my craft beer too," or "I like."
Don't have any screwball. I need it for old fashioned chocolate peanut butter old fashioned.
Oh yeah, I
Yeah.
think I do have a bottle.
Yeah, I ran out. I just never replaced it. So, because like it's supposed to be like 1.5 ounce bourbon, 1/2 ounce of screwball. I can't remember. Chocolate bitters. I think something
Yeah.
else. I can't remember.
Probably no lime or lemon.
Yeah. No,
Maybe if
yeah,
you want to
no.
make it fancy, throw in some orange bitters.
I was gonna say orange. Orange. I'm glad I didn't say banana.
I don't think they have banana bitters, but that might be good too.
Maybe. We'll see.
Chocolate, orange, chocolate, banana. I mean, yeah, peanut butter, chocolate, and banana.
Yeah, that
Now you got me wanting to experiment.
Yes.
Really got.
Where are the banana bitters? Damn it. I have to look online. Who's got it? Who's got it? So, what are you drinking, man?
So, like I said, I'm going to Chicago. So, in honor of that, I cracked open one of this year's Bourbon Counties, one of the first breweries to sell out to the man. So, this is one of their fancy ones. It's their 2 year reserve stout. So, it's brute, where's the skin tag? That's what it is. Stout aged for 2 years in 10 year Eagle Rare bourbon barrels.
Heyo.
And so it's got the color theme, the black and the gray of Eagle Rare.
Nice.
Comes in at 14.5%. Yes. Nice stouty color.
Yes. Look at us drinking stouts together.
With my Stormtrooper glass. It's actually, it's a lot thinner than I thought it would be. And not necessarily like in a pastry sweet stout way, but I just expected to have more substance. It's very, very bourbon forward though. Oh yeah, this is something if you're not a beer person and you're looking, but you want to find a beer. I know that I think you follow him too, the Bruisel.
Yes, I do.
I know he had done a couple features with, and I think it was started with one of the Bourbon County Stouts, where he went on a little series of videos of, well, I don't know if it was one video that I just saw broken up the clips, but he did stuff with bourbon barrel aged stouts.
Gotcha. Okay. Not too shabby.
No, I mean this is more stout, more barrel forward than I thought it would have been.
Yeah.
But 2 years is a long time in a barrel. It's not like, you know, because even bottle logic, where you smell the stuff and you can smell the liquor, but then you drink it and it's very much the flavor.
Yeah.
I don't think those are definitely not in barrels for 2 years. Yeah, this is. I'm glad I just did the beer. I almost popped open a whiskey bottle.
Yeah.
I didn't need to. I made a surprisingly made a wise choice for once, Sean.
That's pretty good. So I looked it up while you were drinking your beer. There is banana bitters out there
There is it
in
made
the
by the
world.
same people that makes the everything, all the other bitters, or is it like more specialty?
There seems to be a lot more companies online you can buy bitters from, so.
Right. Well, I just meant if it was from them, you might be available without having to order it from the
Yeah,
interwebs.
they were not the ones that came up. I haven't seen
Okay.
it, so. But yeah, I'll have to look.
So yes, this week was April Fool's Day. And I early in the morning I forgot about it. You know, I'm at work, it's 2:30 in the morning and I'm seeing stuff, and then after it took me about two posts before I calmed myself down, where I'm like, oh, that's right, today's April 1st, where you see people, you know, posting stuff. I saw a couple podcasts pulled this is our last episode shit. Saw, you know, breweries with their crazy beers. A lot of sports trades. Somebody said that Kerry posted that Kerry Kittles got traded to the Jacksonville Jaguars, which I'm sure everyone in the NFC was like, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
This one guy that I follow and I bought some stuff from, he does enamel pens in like video game and anime characters and comic book characters.
Yeah.
But he didn't realize how gullible people were. So he posted a thing where it was like pens all pen sale, $1, all pens for $1, DM me for code.
Yeah.
And like before noon, he was already like, hey, you guys know it's April Fool's, right? Like, stop DMing me. And he had a screenshot and he had almost 1,500 DMs.
What a fool. Fool.
But one of my favorites was going back, Screwball posted, that they are going to do a chunky flavor.
That's too funny. I think there was like one sandwich shop out here that said they were getting bought out by Jersey Mike's and that they would be combining forces to make great subs, but then they were like, no, we're just joking. There was a little
Yeah,
uprising.
it's right. I was gonna say you can tell by how the crowd, the general masses reacted to the post by how quickly they fess up.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes they're just like letting it roll, and they're like, "Yeah, nobody cares, really," or "Yeah, we're not that stupid. Great joke."
Yeah.
To, "Oh my God, I'm gonna strap a pipe bomb to myself and run into your store and murder everyone." And like, "No, whoa, 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 whoa. It's an April Fool's joke. Calm down."
That's too funny.
Speaking of something I saw that had people up in arms either way in the comments, Disney announced that they're going to change their vehicles for the Autopia ride
Yeah.
to electric vehicles. Oh, and that was one of the April Fool's jokes that they were going to tear down. Somebody posted that Disney was going to remove the submarines and Autopia to put like basically new stores there, not even a new ride.
jeez.
But most of the comments were like, yeah, that kind of makes sense. You kind of walk by there and you just almost pass out from the gas fumes. It's so heavy because they basically still run lawnmower engines. You can hear them from a pretty good distance away, the popping and the cracking and the.
Yeah.
But then, of course, people are like, come on. If you're going to jump on the, if you're going to just jump on a trend, you should have done it sooner. The trend's already, mainstream. You should have done this 10 years ago. It's not trendy anymore. It's like, it's not about being trendy, bro. It's probably about waiting till the technology was in the right point for them to be able to, A, to afford it, and B, for it to work for the way they run the cars.
Yeah. Yeah, true. No, that's pretty funny. Can't believe people are so gullible to some of this shit.
And get so mad too. It's funny.
Yeah.
So I saw a post from about Pal World. Apparently on Steam, like they tried to make it like a shock type article in the
Of
comp
course.
that Pal World's basically user base has plummeted to practically like a fraction of what it was when the game first launched. And
That would make sense.
right. So reading the comments, it was actually more like logical and sane than the article was, and than I thought it would be, because a lot of people were pointing out that most people have already completed the content that's available. And the creator of Pal World kind of is taking the same approach that the guy that was running Final Fantasy 14 did at one point.
Yeah.
Where people were complaining in 14, they're like, well, we did all this content, what do we do now? And he's like, I don't know, go play other games, dude. Like, you don't have to play every day 100% of the time. Like, there's
Yeah.
other stuff out there, go touch grass.
Yeah.
And of course that pissed people off. They're like, what do you mean? You should just want to do this
Yeah.
in this world 100% of the time. And he's like, yeah, no, I make the game and I don't devote 100% of my life to this game. So that's with Power World, that's what they were like. Hey, probably won't make enough content to keep up with the use of the players if they're like playing it a lot. So yeah, go play other stuff. Go try other games. There's a lot of amazing games out there.
True.
Go watch something.
Yeah, I mean, I think Helldivers 2 really shook some of the community and pulled people off because they're just constantly updating things still. Like, they just released a big old patch yesterday. There's like they're teasing a new enemy, so they have like a continuation plan to just keep like releasing and keep people engaged. So, I think a lot of people are still trying to just get good enough to play like the really hard modes of it, because like we barely just started doing like some of the missions on Nightmare, and we're not even on the hardest setting yet. So
Yeah, I wonder how much that's pulling away from Destiny, just Destiny alone.
Don't know, man. I feel like I don't really know. Outside, I mean, I still pay attention to like people in my Destiny clan that are playing, but I mean, it's there's not a lot of people dinging all the time for stuff, so it's not as definitely like a little bit more busier when the new like raids come out, and then it like dies after like a month,
Right.
6 weeks.
Because I would think like Helldivers would poach more from Destiny than Palworld World necessarily.
Yeah, true. Makes sense.
So the creator of Tekken 8, I guess, he's open to suggestions from fans.
I know where
And
this is going.
he keeps getting a specific requests from a lot of American fans, and he kind of came out and was like, hey, I mean, if you guys want me to put it in the game, I'll put it in the game, but I just want to know why. What's the appeal of this location that you want us to put in the that you want me to put in the game? Sean, what is the place?
The place is called Waffle House. You got
I mean, it makes
I was just
sense.
watching that video last night too of Waffle House Wendy fucking grabbing
Oh
that
yeah.
chair out of the fucking thing. It's ridiculous. I watched
You know
the
what the bullshit part is? She
what?
got fired for that.
Yeah. I believe
Fuck
it.
that shit, dude. This Waffle House, man. They should keep her like front of house.
Yeah, fucking keep yeah, right?
Put her in the Patrick Swayze bouncer role like in Roadhouse.
Yeah. Yep, Waffle House is like one of the only things that's still open during a tornado. When Waffle House is closed, you know the weather is really bad, or if the Waffle House closes down, that's a really bad neighborhood and you should not be there.
Right, they're like, how bad is the hurricane? Well, it's like, we don't need to prepare that much. The hurricane's not going to be that bad. It's like, well, they just announced the Waffle House is closing. It's like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Board everything up. We're going to die.
There's all sorts of crazy. You always hear crazy stories at Waffle House too. I didn't even know. I mean, I lived. Luckily, I had one across the street from me in Ohio, in Holland. But that one was pretty. It was pretty. It was like a nice one. Like it wasn't like too crazy. But it was always open. Like I'd always like I'd be like driving through the snow, shit be like closed down, and then there'd be Waffle House open during the snowstorm. Open 24/7, 365.
Right.
It is kind of funny though. I would laugh if there was a Waffle House in Tekken 8 though.
I mean, it would be, like I said, pretty fitting, and especially if at some point they made like homages to, different things that happened. Like you
Yes.
see in the background, you just see a chair fly across the background and hits, and somebody knocks it away.
Yes. Oh, that's too funny. Yes. Oh, jeez.
So you told me about this video game on
Oh my
PlayStation
God, I
that
don't
was
know why I fucking blanked. I'm like, why? What is Kingdom Come? What is this? Why did you put this on the list? And I asked you to put it on the list.
yes, you did. And you asked me to spend $5 on it too.
I just was throwing it out there, so that way you didn't feel like overly obliged.
I didn't tell you, I didn't say you forced me to spend $5. I'm saying that you put it on the list and asked me to spend $5 on it. It's like, hey,
I said, hey,
for your
this is a game I'm
consideration, it's
playing. You're making me look like the bad guy here.
well, no, I'm just saying you told me how much it was. It's like, hey, it's only $5 on PlayStation if you want to check it out so you know
It's
what's
better
going
than
on in the
the
game.
$40 on Xbox. Right?
Right.
Oh, jeez. I was told I can't read at work today as well, so I'm glad that I just forgot how to do complete this skill in general.
Did you not level up your reading skill?
I guess not.
You didn't use it enough, like in Kingdom Come?
No, I did
I
not.
brought it around.
Yeah, you did, you bastard.
So,
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so reading the reviews of this game, it looks pretty well received.
Yes, a lot of people do like it, but it's a pretty challenging game. So, they make it so it's like an RPG, but you can't like customize your character or anything. You gotta play as is. So I played it for quite a bit over the weekend. And I got through the intro story and I got into it just enough to like I get the gist of the game. But yeah, you really have to like really focus on like leveling up and enhancing like your stuff from like fighting and different things. Like you start off like you're just like some kid that can't do shit. You're a piece of shit kid. You can't read, you can't fight, can't shoot a bow, can't run, you're worthless. And
And your dad reminds you of that constantly.
yes, exactly. So you have to really actually like play the game and do things that you want to be good at, so that way the character like levels up. And I think that's kind of the appreciation that the game has. Like early on, like it's like you don't want to just try to go, be a hero, because it'll die. It'll be like, and I like died at one point, and it's like, your character is untrained and has never been trained in sword fighting. The knight murders you without any competition, or like something like that. It's like
Yeah.
I was like, you belittled me. Wow, damn. Like just,
It's
I think it was like pointing out like you will never win this. Just move on.
right. It felt very much like the that scene in Happy Gilmore. I mean, Billy Madison, where at the end where he's doing the thing at the end for the when the thing and he gave the answer and the guy's like, "That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. As a matter of fact, we are all dumber for having heard what you just said."
It is a challenging game. Story's pretty good so far. I think it's pretty interesting. It seems still kind of vague on like what we're doing. I feel like there's a little bit of revenge in there, but it's hard to really tell like what the main thing is going on. There seems to be, because it is supposed to be like as realistic as possible. Like you have to eat and stuff, and then it does look at things that happened in history, and you're like playing part of the history of it. Like it has a lot of inspirations from it. So
Yeah, the opening was a kind of a history lesson about, the Holy Roman Empire and a king that died and left good King Wenceslaus, which there's a Christmas song about. Apparently, they don't sing about him, having orgies and fucking all the time, but there is a Christmas song about him. But they do bring that up in the history of the game.
Yes, exactly. So, but it's pretty good. I think I probably come back and do a review in a couple weeks after I get further along in the game. But definitely after the first day, feeling pretty good about it. Pretty solid.
It felt to me like a slightly worse Fable
Yeah.
with more shit that you're responsible to do, as far as like you said, leveling up, eating, training yourself in different ways. Like it felt like a more
Sleeping stuff, yeah.
sleeping. Yeah, it felt. I mean, I don't think I'm gonna put much more time into it. I don't feel like I wasted the $5 because if I didn't buy it for $5, I would have been like, I wonder how this game is, especially after hearing you talk about it. But I just know that it's too much for me to commit to right now.
Put it on the back burner, maybe pick it up later.
Maybe I got like I'm already three games, other games that I haven't even started that I bought back catalog plus a bunch of anime.
That's the problem about a good RPG, man. That's a big time sink.
Yeah. And it didn't pull me in like other games like Fable and Kingdom of no, not the one that Kurt Schilling's made and bankrupted when they wanted to make the MMO that game. Like those games, like they kind of pulled me in pretty quick.
Yeah. Are you
You
just
know, this
mad that
one,
they didn't call you Dog Lover?
no, I'm okay with that. I have forever earned that title, Dog Lover. I don't need anyone else to acknowledge it. Greetings, Dog Lover.
Dog lover. Dog
So every year, dictionaries update and add new words.
lover.
So, like the Webster's Dictionary added some Gen A expressions like "riz," which is short for charisma. So this one, the Oxford Dictionary added 23, I guess, Japanese words. And as friend of the show Solid Snack put out, how can you add 23 words from Japan, like from Japan, into the dictionary, and truck coon is not on the list?
Oh God. That's too funny. I get so truck coon is not on the list. Roger that.
No, truck coon is not one of the 23. A lot of them are food terms, like katsu, omotenashi, which describes good hospitality characterized by thoughtfulness, close attention to detail, and the anticipation of a guest's needs. A lot of them were arts and crafts terms, but they did add isekai, a Japanese genre of fiction involving a character being transported to or reincarnated in a different, strange, or unfamiliar world.
By truck
And
coon. By truck
but
coon. Like
yes,
80% of the time.
that would have been where you could have added Truckoon or made reference to Truckoon, but no. So Truckoon, maybe they'll find the people who are in charge and send them to their own world until they learn their lesson.
Yes, monsters, little savages. Pretty
Speaking
funny.
of people dying and learning lessons, Sean.
As we said last week, it is the end of the season, and so plenty of it was an interesting season, I would say. There was a lot of interesting shows, but I did drop off and stop watching a couple of them. The big one that I would say that I got really bored of was that video game one. The La Frontier or whatever,
Oh yeah.
with the guy with the bird
Bird
hat
mask.
on.
Yeah. I think I'm like halfway through.
Dude, I could have, I got bored of it. I stopped watching it. I really think the second half really was a disappointment. So to me, they followed the poor, the one thing I hate the most, the two things I hate the most. Weird side stories that really don't make sense, that don't need to be on part of the anime. And two, they played too much of the previous episode before like the intro, before like the intro song. So to be like,
Okay.
yeah, it would just be like, dude, come on, just move on. And then it would end and be like, here's a random short story. And he was like, you'd just be like, oh my God, I don't want to watch this shit. It doesn't help.
Why are you padding this 15-minute anime into a 23-minute episode?
Yes, exactly. Thank you. So, I think that was my problem with it. But then it was like, where did you, I guess it would be spoilers if you told me where you left off at. But
I think
yeah.
like episode 6 or 7. I'm like right in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, I felt like especially the last story arc. The last story arc could have been done in like two episodes at most, and how they got it to like five or six is beyond me.
Which is crazy because it was on the top anime list. Now, I don't know if that was because it was just a bunch of anticipation because the manga was good and people stuck it out, and they're like, no, you don't understand. The manga is amazing. Keep watching the show.
I don't know, man. It is what it is. And I mean, there's another one. It's not on here for this week, but there's another one. Like, I felt like it wasn't not even like that great. I felt like he got overhyped. Like, it wasn't bad. It wasn't as boring as the other one, that one, but yeah. But Undead Unwanted. So Adventure, I think we talked about it before on the show. Adventure.
You want like the first two episodes?
Yeah.
When they were out, we talked about it.
Yeah, so Adventure ends up getting like killed. Everybody comes back. He's like reborn, but he's like an undead adventurer. He's like.
Starts off as a skeleton.
Mm hmm. Works his way up into different undead things. Kind of a slow burn anime. I know my buddy was watching it and she was struggling with it, and I could see why. Like, it is definitely like a calm, slow kind of moving anime. It's not the pace is a lot different than a lot of the more fasty action stuff. So you really have to be in a certain mindset for it. I thought it was okay. I felt like sometimes, like some episodes, I thought were like a little too slow. Other ones were just fine, were good. I didn't mind the slow tempo on those episodes, but it just felt like they're like he keeps talking about like this goal, and I felt like we only got through like 10% of the story by the end of it.
Right
after the first season, I'm like, man, dude, there's a lot more to go after this. If your goal is that, is like, you know, this, so.
But he did meet, I guess it's kind of like in Frieren, where they had a whole ultimate goal, but then in the middle, they were introduced to a new goal.
Mm-hmm.
And the season ended when they met the new goal, which was they needed a first-class mage to continue towards the overarching goal.
Yeah.
And so that became the new goal. And since it ended basically with one of them in the group getting a first-class mage.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he went from his primary focus wanting to be a Mithril-class adventurer.
Mm-hmm.
And then dying and, you know, starting up, going from skeleton to, you know, ghoul to whatever. He basically just wanted to become human. But then, you know, different factors brought up. It's like, wait, if you become human, are you going to be as strong as you are?
Yeah.
And it kind of showed, I think the point was more him being returning to his community, humanity, without being human. Because they mentioned like a couple times about how even though he was kind of weak, the Adventurers Guild wanted to hire him because he was a very good coach.
Yeah.
And it trained and, you know, brought along a lot of young adventurers that are now, you know, far better than him, but they were weak at the start and were scared.
Yep.
And so they did they kind of brought that up and covered that about where there was the ranking test.
Mm-hmm.
And he was given, you know, two adventurers that he had run into already before. I'm guessing a brother and sister.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, the ones, you know, like, I'm not going to listen to you. We're both the same rank. And then finally they're like, maybe we're going to listen to you. And so he kind of gave them a lot of pointers and stuff. And then it showed them later on going off on quests on their own.
Yeah.
So I think it was like you said, it's more slice of life than action adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. The characters all were good. They related well to each other.
Mm-hmm.
The guild, his liaison with the guild, you know, has a thing for him, but and figured out pretty quick that it was him, even though he tried a lot, you know, gave the worst fake name in the history of fake names.
Right.
Just his first name with like the person that was helping him's last name, and even she was like, are you fucking stupid? That's the worst fake name ever. Why would you even give him my last name? And he's like, well, I didn't want people to think it was awkward having a random dude at your house. And she's like, people think I'm already awkward. It's not going to matter. But yeah, I understand why you did that now. All right.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it not stupid, though.
Right. So the next one, I think this one is, or another episode just came out, because I watched episode 13 yesterday. I feel like it's going to be like 24 episodes, 26 episodes long.
Okay, because it didn't feel like it ended. Then we can skip this one if you think a new episode came out. Yep.
Yeah, I think it did because I watched like a new episode last night. So, but it
Okay.
is Tumishki Moonlight.
Okay, or we can talk about it and then talk about it then too, if you want.
Yeah, I just don't want people to like be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Yeah, so
Oh,
this
okay.
one I think is they had the 12 episodes, and then for season two, I agree, Danny. I thought it was I thought the ending was very disruptive, but there is more. There was another episode, and there seems to be more going on. So I think it's gonna be
Yeah.
a longer anime than we probably originally thought. And they do have actually a crossover in the mobile game I'm playing, which is like a slow life. They finally did
Is
like
the case?
a yeah. So they did a big crossover event finally, and this is the first one with them. So I thought it was kind of weird. I'm like watching the anime. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like these money grabbing sons of
Right.
bitches.
Well, usually I whenever it comes to the end of the season, especially before I put it on the list, I'll double check the number of episodes, and I guess I slipped on this one. Got complacent. Been doing that a lot lately.
It's a
Trusting people in management that I shouldn't.
don't trust me. I'm the last person you should be trusting. The next one I watched was The Weakest Tamer Began a Journey to Pick Up Trash.
I
So
actually finished this one.
yeah, this one's like a little bit sad. The story's a little bit more like wholesome for the most part, outside of her being like shunned and stuff like that. But they do try to just focus on her like trying to like find a better life and stuff like that. So that's why I say sometimes it's like a little bit of slice of life anime. But it's kind of weird because they didn't really talk too much about her weird ability to like talk to the game person or the person that like talks to her. So I thought that was kind of weird. That's kind of they talk about how she's weird because she talks to herself. And but like as the audience, somebody like is Sekikai'd like into her a little bit. So she's like talking to somebody, so it's weird.
Right, it's borderline isekai because they make references
Yeah.
to our world. Like they mention movies and they mention, other things. And she's like, what the fuck's a movie? What's a movie? And she's like, oh, never mind. Just, I liked it. Like you said, it does get a little tear jerky. Like there's points where she, has to tell her story, tells her story to people that she trusts or they have flashbacks. But I enjoyed this. This was more engrossing than I originally thought it would be.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it was good enough to like push through to the end. I wanted to see like how everything kind of played out. It does seem open for more episodes down the road for season two. Like she still isn't like settled in. Like she's still like finding her place or whatnot. So, but it is kind of funny. I did like how her ability to capture a rare slime was based off her ability and stuff. It was kind of like a cute little ending for her that like played out. So I was like, oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
So.
because she was originally shunned from her village because she, everyone has a skill and then they have a level to the skill. So, whether you're a cook or whatever, fighter, sword, defense, but you get a star ranking. And so she was a beast tamer, but zero star. And basically, there was a prophecy in her town or whatever that a zero star would come and destroy the village. And so the lady, the fortune teller that helped maintain the help them run maintain the crop, one crop that made them all their money, died, and they blamed her and they put out a hit on her and she ran away and assumed the identity of being a boy. And so, but along the way she helped different towns solve problems, like whether it's by accident, like one of the towns she was getting bullied and the town guard basically made friendly with her. And they came and rescued her, and come to find out that everyone that was bullying her was wanted for multiple crimes, including murder. So she got a reward for that, for being bullied. She's
Yes.
like, "You helped us capture them," and it's like by having them approach me and try to steal my stuff and bully me.
Yeah, Right?
I did like that scene where she was like walking around the town and all the town guard was like greeting her by name, and she has a panic attack and hides, and she's like, "Why the fuck does everybody know my name? Why does everybody know my name?" Trying to keep low. And come to find out the one guard told everyone to look out for her, him.
Yeah.
And the his boss kind of found her. He's like, "Why are you hiding him? Why?" And he's like, "Why are you hiding?" He's like, it's like, "Oh, you're a little freaked out because everyone knows who you are. It's this dude's fault. I'll
Yes.
go tell him to calm down about that." But
Mm-hmm.
I did like that when she was leaving that town, they're like, "Well, we looked into seeing who left the town that she came from. There was no single boy that left, but there was a single girl that was 8 years old."
Yep.
And the other guard was kind of hurt a little bit, and it's like, "Well, why didn't she tell me?" And it's like, "Dude, she's been through a lot of shit. She hasn't, it's hard for her to know who to trust.
Yep.
She'll come back and tell you when she's ready." And
Yep.
he's like, "Yeah, you're right. Like, it's not
Yep.
personal against me. It's, you know, she's dealing with her own shit. She's been through a lot." So, but
Yeah.
I love the ongoing joke of how of her age, the
Yeah.
first one.
Yes.
And it's like, "I'm 8. Wait, you're not 6?"
It's all bad, like I'm eight.
And then the last line, it's like, "I'm 9," and it's like, "Wait, when you came into town, you said you were 8. Are you lying?" And it's like, "My birthday. It's my birthday."
My birthday.
Da-da-da-da-da. But yeah, I mean, it was fun, wholesome, entertaining. You can't really ask for much more.
True. Damn, rain's coming back down. I can hear it through my headset. Like, what the fuck is banging on my window? Just
The
rain.
ghoul.
More
It's the Jersey
rain.
Devil.
Ooh, spooky.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah.
But then I finished the Apothecary Diaries. It kind of came out about the same time as Frerin. Didn't run as many. I guess it came out a little bit later, but it didn't run as many episodes. It was only 24 episode season out of
Yeah.
28. Basically, this takes place in feudal Japan with the emperor, and they have, and it deals a lot with the politics of that era. But at one point, she's out collecting herbs for her father, who is a, you know, an apothecary as well. Got her all the stuff, and she ends up, was her adopted father, and she ends up getting kidnapped and sold to the castle. And, you know, through a course of events, she almost becomes like their Sherlock Holmes, solving crimes. And one of the crimes she solves, comes to find out that one of the ladies, like the main ladies behind it, her and her family are like the main, basically, people going out and kidnapping girls and selling them to the castle for as slaves.
E.
And so, because of this and all their other wrongdoings, they get released. And so she's like, "But I don't want to go back. Like, I get to, like, I surprisingly have a good life here." And so then, but she gets let go, and then she comes back working for the guy that's in charge of the whole area.
Yeah.
You know, more crimes are solved and stuff, but she has more freedom to come and go to visit her dad, her adopted dad.
Yeah.
You know, you find out the reason why she was adopted is because her mom was one of the girls at the brothel that's in the area of the castle where she grew up. And you find out, you know, her dad had some history also, because he was the castle doctor.
Oh,
And
gotcha.
he, and so, but, you know, it's a little slow paced, but it's kind of slow paced the same way that Frerin is. There's not really action so much, but just stuff going on, like her
Yeah.
figuring out the crimes, her trying to deal with the bureaucracy, because, you know, as a slave girl, she can't, you know, just walk freely and go up and talk to anybody. She has to be careful what she says. Like, she kind of deals with it a lot in the first few episodes to
Gotcha.
reinforce the point that it's like, yeah, I need to be careful. I just need to keep low and keep my head down. Like, she pretends that she can't read because she doesn't want to stand out, because that's the fastest way to get, you know, your head cut off.
Good.
But yeah. And then I tried to watch this High Dive still fucking sucks for me. Like, I went back to watch it and I couldn't remember exactly what episode I was on, and I kind of figured it out. And then I watched a few more, and I went after watching one more, I went back and looked, and High Dive still gave me the option, to start watching the anime, not to continue watching. So
Yes.
it's not showing up on my previously watched list
High Dive
at all.
still fails. Still got some bugs to
Dude.
work out.
Yeah, when my continue watching list has three different episodes from one anime on there. Continue watching episode 5, continue watching episode 6, continue watching episode 7.
Terrible. But
Like at
you
this point, I'm just willing to I think I might just cancel High Dive and miss out on any of the
anime.
shows, 'cause I'm okay with that.
That's
The amount of
fair.
frustration and annoyance that I felt from trying to watch High Dive.
It is. High Dive, yeah. I was hoping that they fixed everything and they just somehow got it to be more frustrating because they redid it and then it just still is like terrible.
But this anime, appropriately titled Gushing for Magic Girls,
Yes.
is
I'm surprised it's
it's
not hentai.
I mean it's not full hentai. I was gonna say it's not full Rule 34, but it's the Skinemax of Sailor
It's
Moon.
like the American Dad meme, like hentai anime, just like he's just staring at it because it's like right there.
Yeah. Like they don't, like Cinemax, they got the porn on at night, but it's PG, it's like mostly topless and no penetration.
Yes.
It's not full, like I said, it's not full hentai.
Yeah.
I'm just watching, because I watched a couple more episodes and I'm like, this is just porn. Bondage. This is just bondage porn.
Is a pretty ridiculous, yeah.
I haven't got to the point where she got the third ally or the second ally, the third girl on their team.
Yeah.
I just did the episode where she fought the pink head girl, and like she's walking by, she has to go study, and the pink haired girl is calling her out,
Yeah.
and then she's just like, "Fuck it," and she somehow summons a bunch of swords that cuts the girl's clothes off, and she gets all embarrassed.
Yeah.
And then the next time they fight, she's like, "We're gonna do this again," and she cuts off her clothes, and she's just got little heart shaped pasties.
Yes.
And she's like, ha, I'm not naked this time. And she's like, but you're not covered either. Like,
It is ridiculous. It's kind of funny because like Alice, the third character, is like she's always the one where they cover her eyes from seeing anything. And like she's just like in a beautiful like dress. Like she's like in a long Victorian dress and stuff like that. So it's pretty funny. And her power is like a lot more like generally like wholesome. Even though she has some weird parts. She definitely has weird parts, but
right.
yeah.
I can't imagine her not. It would be weird
Yeah.
if she didn't.
Yes. Yeah. But she doesn't get like sexualized or anything like all the other characters.
Right. Like the first LA, her, you see the uniform and it's like, oh, she's got this jacket on and stuff. And then you realize that it's like, oh, that's all her uniform is, that and, a G-string.
Yes. It's so ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. It definitely hits the cringe on a couple different way a couple different ways. So, I mean, it's borderline like just I don't know.
Borderline?
Okay, it's just over ridiculous. It's borderline just like watching like a weird hentai at this point.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm.
I'm surprised they made it into an anime, to be honest.
Right, that's the only amount, any amount of respect I'll give to High Dive versus like Crunchyroll or Funimation, where they're like, we're going to license this manga with nudity.
Yes.
And then we're gonna like blur out the entire screen to cover any nudity, and it's like, well, then don't make it. Either do it right or don't do it at all, right?
Are
So
you?
at least I'll give High Dive that credit. Like, they went out and licensed this fucking crazy ass manga.
Yeah.
Where they do the Sailor Moon transformation,
Yes.
show nipple and everything,
Yep.
and they don't censor it.
Yes.
So okay, there you go. It's the com you know what's that? The I don't know if you're I'm sure you do it as a boss, the the compliment sandwich, or when you
Yeah.
give your the
Yeah,
boss your employees a review, and it's like, well, I gotta find at least one bad thing to write, but I wrapped around that as a couple
yes.
you know, it's
Yes.
but it's the reverse
Yeah.
of a compliment sandwich. It's a bullshit sandwich with a compliment in the middle.
Pretty much. Pretty much. This one's on Crunchyroll, surprisingly, and there is nudity, to be on to be honest. I was very shocked.
Yeah, I hadn't watched
Tales of Wedding
Wedding Rings.
Rings, yeah. It's just a straight trashy harem. Straight trash harem. Basically, so this guy has to marry five girls to get the powers to defeat darkness. And of course, like, you know, they have to he has to earn their respect and their love and whatnot, and then like of course he has to if some like I know for a couple of them like they'll kiss and then he'll get like powered up to be able to like fight through and everything. So it's a little cliche, but they do show boobs, which I was pretty surprised since it's Crunchyroll. I don't know if somebody just forgot to hit the censor button or
Or
what.
if they're like, well, iDive's doing it, why can't we?
Exactly.
I could have swore I had read somewhere not that long ago that in one of the updates, they did put parental control type options on the account,
Yeah.
which I guess is good if you're a parent that knows what your kid is and pays attention to what your kid is watching. But most parents are like, well,
It's
it's just cartoons. What are they, what's going to happen?
always just cartoons. Till the nip slips start popping out. But no, I mean, it doesn't end like they, you know, the first nobody's gonna watch it. It's just harem trash. So basically he gets. The only thing I don't like about harems, Danny, and I think you will agree, it's very annoying when one of the characters doesn't get introduced until like the very, very end of the anime. So they don't have like really any character development between episode 10, 11, 12.
Right. They're just there.
Yeah. So that part isn't that part did annoy me because it happened. So, but you know. It's trash, so we can't hope for the best. But yeah, they like fight the Dark Lord and like the Dark Lord escapes. So obviously, like they're like, you need to power up and be stronger. You barely survived. He's still alive. He's gonna fuck you up next time. So it's like it definitely is like set up for another season. If they I don't think they'll re I can't imagine it gets renewed.
No, it's not popular enough.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they talk about on Reddit, and you got to take everything Reddit says with a grain of salt, but this one kind of makes sense. Not necessarily that I'm like, wow, Reddit's genius, but that basically anime is advertisement for the manga.
That's fair.
So it's almost better for the manga if it the anime only does a short number of the books and ends with a cliffhanger, and then they never bring it back. And it's like, well, there is a way to find out what happens after the anime ends.
True dat. Read it.
Read a book.
Read a book. It's in a book. Reading
So
Rainbow.
I just got a breaking news from
Heyo.
a friend of the show, Solid Snack.
Heyo. Solid snack interrupting the show. Better be good.
So apparently he said that he just saw something that headline that read, Crunchyroll is finally getting profiles so your family can stop messing up your One Piece rewatch. So it looks like, with like Hulu and basically everything else, like all the mainstreaming services where, you don't have to have just one account. Well, not one profile. So if you're watching something and somebody else wants to watch something, then you're fucked.
Oh, so is this gonna lead to them having Hulu profiles and making sure that you're only using devices in the house, and if it's elsewhere, you're gonna get signed out or fined or deleted?
I'm sure that's probably going to come, even without this, that's probably going to come at some point. This is, not leading to that being a thing happening. It's sidestepping. It's a side to that. But,
Exactly.
if you live in a house with multiple kids, or if you and your wife or you and your girlfriend
How many
both
people
watch
are
anime,
watching fucking Crunchyroll now? I guess I could see a couple that both watch anime on the same account. Then maybe that would make sense, but I don't know how it makes any other sense.
Right, that's the only way it makes sense. Or if you have siblings that want to watch anime, but then you get the whole you can't watch it together kind of thing, I guess. Couples that anime together do other stuff together, I guess. I'm not sure where that goes.
Makes bad decisions.
Yes, like hooking up with each other together. But the last one on this week is this on this is on a
High dive.
High Dive as well. See, that's the other. See, I wanted to watch this one. I think I watched like I didn't finish the first season. Just that's how much I hate High Dive, and I liked the anime so much.
Daniel. Dangers in My Heart season 2 came out this winter season, and it had 13 episodes. But again, I know it's on High Dive, so it's a pain in the ass to watch. It's like it was on. I think it finished on top. Like it went up and down, but it stayed in the top 5 all season long. It's probably one of the strongest. It's probably one of the best written love stories because there's a lot of different like love stories out there that kind of popped out recently. This one is definitely, I would say, amongst like the best of the best. I think it shows a lot of growth between the two characters dealing with their issues and kind of coming together. And Danny, doesn't leave much of a cliffhanger, man. I was so excited to see like a complete story actually happen. If you know what I'm spitting out, for those So
Because you were talking about putting it up near the top, like real quick. Like for me watching it, it was up there with Love is War and even when Rabbit My Senpai is a Bunny Girl. Which that anime, that name is nothing. It's like has is weird because it no way describes the show. Like you'd think it's some weird anime trash, and you come to watch out, and it's like, oh, this is actually a really wholesome love story.
And it gets emotional, man. There was a couple moments in season 2, man. I was just like, ooh, heavy on the
Four Dangers in My Heart.
Yes.
Or okay, but then the last one, real quick. I can't. I had the name of it, and like. Almost, and I couldn't remember, but it's the one where the girl like lived next door and she was kind of weird. There was like, well, it was two of them. There's the one with the eye patch girl that was like the upstairs neighbor and would jump down into his patio to escape. That one was really good. But then the one with the neighbor next door and like she was like super short.
Oh, they
That
always fought
was,
each other for a while.
yes.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Tigree something or something or
Yes,
other.
that one. Those are like if someone asks for like love anime recommendations, those are the like five I would probably give.
No, definitely. They all bring their own style to it, which is pretty cool. But yeah, for those that don't know, like the typical issue that people have with like the love story thing is that like there's never really that much of a conclusion. It's just like it just goes on and on and on with like no conclusion. So you typically like watch a show and then like the season ends and there's no movement. And then there's never another season. So
I saw a meme
you gotta
recently.
decide to read the book or abandon hope.
Yeah, I saw a meme recently and it was making fun of Love is War, actually. Well, not making fun of, but it was using Love is War as the example of making fun of that trope where it was like episode one and the president had his head on the vice president's shoulder and it's like the last episode of season two. And it's like the her maid was walking like standing there and it's like watching and it's like his head is sitting on her shoulder and it's like oh they're literally in the same place doing the same thing for two whole seasons.
But yeah, I definitely recommend Dangers in Your Heart. Season 1, the first like couple episodes are a little cringy setting it up, but after that it just pew, Just super straight, super good. Definitely worth watching.
Yeah. Hopefully Crunchyroll just buys High Dive and eliminates it the way it did Funimation.
No, no, man. It's terrible. I don't want to do that. Come on.
Well then tell then High Dive needs to get not even I don't even want them to get good. I just want them to get better. Like, get where you don't suck.
I get what you're saying, because it is it does get annoying with it, but yeah, no, it's like, why did you go through all the effort only to not do a good job? So I don't know. I feel like the anime should have been a lot better, or the streaming service should have been a lot better.
Right. When I got that email talking about all the upgrades and stuff, and they're like, we're listening to you. We made us better. And then I went to watch after updating, and it's like, it feels the same. I haven't been on the phone though, so I don't know how much better it is on the phone, but I can't imagine it being,
I don't think it is.
so much better that it's like two different, because it'd have to be a different app. Like, it would have to run fundamentally different.
Yeah.
And that doesn't make sense that they would have the phone app and the app on the place on the Xbox. I mean,
It has the same
basically not be the
issue.
same.
It doesn't
Yeah.
like pay attention to my last watch. Like it shouldn't like I had to, it was a struggle to go find the animes. Like I watched the season on there.
Yes.
So, I mean,
And that was part of the reason I got behind is because I'm like, well, I'll just wait till the season's over and then go through and watch them.
yeah, very true. All right, everybody, that's it for today's show. Thanks for sticking around. Make sure you follow us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Facebook, Instagram, Untappd, all those magical places. Yeah, y'all. Take care, and we'll see you next time.
Later.